There you go.
Sorry?
Down the pump.
Oh, yeah. Why do we have two different microphones?
They're going to be used for different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually selected in the microphone array data, and there's lapel data, and there's headset data. Different groups of different types of sound.
What would the difference
be? Yeah, the difference in the
interface.
I can't see that on screen. Agenda for the the agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, here we are.
This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango, yeah.
mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared here, and this will be the part on the on-off button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was it? Where's the LED?
It's in the middle of one of the little R's.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one is the player. And we just have a sample design. We wanted it all to be
palm
accessible
held.
From your thumb. Yeah, palm
yeah.
held, and
yeah.
all the buttons are accessible from your thumb.
I noticed you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no. Take that one off. Sorry, I was in charge of the numbers. And this is just that you've got like 11 or 12. The plus.
So 1 plus
you
1 would be 11.
1
oh.
3 or something.
Oh, you press a plus
button?
And
then you go 1 3, yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah. Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, or let's say you wanted channel 12, you press
yeah.
1, then you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
Oh, it's not,
so if you did like 1 plus 2,
yeah.
you could go to channel
okay.
12, or 2 plus
so
2 is channel 20.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you wanted to go to channel 1 or 2?
No, that's where you have all these numbers, these numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you gotta press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no, the plus is only for after going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll
oh.
press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go
no,
to 65.
No, you press the plus first. It doesn't, we haven't really, I would have thought you pressed plus first and then 65, but she says plus.
I don't
Which,
know, you
what
can
do you
further
think?
Define that. I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first,
yeah.
in, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But
I
was just wondering,
not
like,
as
long as we realize that's what it'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you can
yeah.
have it. It's
yeah.
like a 5-second input
yeah.
time,
if
so as long as you hit them, that
Yeah. But
it should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between two buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on the top there is volume and
channel. Which
channel
is the
volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just go like that without thinking about it.
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle
it's
of
not
the
bigger
arc.
Oh,
okay. So it's just like.
Yeah. It's all accessible without taking your hand off the remote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all considered.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of repetitive
stress
injury. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement. So.
Yeah.
And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber,
yeah.
The spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls. So this has got a bit of give to it. And
yeah.
Just
yeah. Bit of a stress ball feel.
Feels
yeah.
Do you like feel it?
Yes.
The palm of your hand?
My goodness.
There
you go.
Thanks.
Have you? Do you
know
me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the five.
I did.
I killed the four.
Oh, God.
Okay, as for the colours, we were presented with a limited range of colours for this prototype.
Yeah.
But we're thinking that, seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use, or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit.
Oh,
banana,
right.
Black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more subtle cream instead of the others are all a bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana's more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and the black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most straight. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
kind
to
Christmas,
the seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
The pomegranate's kind of garly and funky, kind of. And
cool.
And the vanilla's more for the more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
So that fits in with all decor.
Okay. We thought of the components, it was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As I said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. That's about it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good work, everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to... Oh, wait a minute. Do you need to do a presentation first?
I don't know what order it goes in.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're right. The evaluation criteria is next to mine.
Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Just press that on functioning again.
How someone did that?
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still on there.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think for this one, I could, would you guys prefer to use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores up on the feel,
I think, we've been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah. I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
we were only given red and black.
Red, black and yellow and orange.
Yes.
And we don't want to go for black because most remote controllers are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way anyway.
But if you can imagine that in like as just maybe a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish,
well, I didn't know it's for rubber. You can visualize this in nice colors. I think it would look
like
that.
Yeah.
I like the potato look.
It's mango.
Oh, sorry, it's mango. Fruit or vegetable, depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2, personally.
I'd say 2.
For the
fanciness.
Yeah.
1 being true.
So. I had 2.
Okay. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the Kinect Energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah,
and the use of the rubber.
Use of the rubber,
the
use of the
RSI.
LED.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative, and we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if we're thinking about the rest of the market, it's sort of probably halfway in some aspects it is.
Yeah, I'd say maybe 3.
I'll go for 3.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we don't want to be more innovative than this, because then
we
want
to
defeat the purpose. So, I mean, I will put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal. Question number 3, will it be easy to use?
I think so.
I think it's one.
Can't really get confused with that.
No,
I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus number.
The pluses, once that's figured out. Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not in such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom, kind of.
But the management said that it had to be prominent.
Or just had to be on there, I guess.
Just not touch it. It's time for 3 I killed. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter. Or
I suppose that could quite be.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
But you know what I just thought of then? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off the arm?
Maybe if the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom
and the rest
like
is like
chopped a bit.
But then
round.
It wouldn't fit as comfortably in your hand.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Like,
if you'd handle it.
It could be on the bottom, so you want to move, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'll fall over all the time. Or,
It's less.
If it's weighted, maybe.
Okay, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? Want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other
people. Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay. Maybe a two.
I mean, I guess
that's what goes that rather than like your average.
Yeah.
Remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with those colors.
Okay, so should we say two for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Question number five. What? Will people be willing to spend 25 euros on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money on a remote control than looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, that to say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend 25 euros. We have to market
it.
And the
kinetic energy
and
shape
style.
Oh,
durable!
So,
you know, this will be filmed.
Oh, no.
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry. How much your average sells for?
But you're a marketing expert.
I know,
I think they're about 10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save
you.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options.
Yeah, I would give it a two still.
Yeah.
Okay, number six, can someone read it out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah, so that was mainly the...
Yeah,
I think it does.
Oh,
yeah.
Because... Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing, and it's just you don't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that use the video input and the sound and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not you and I really. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So one.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Okay, Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still...
When you press the alarm system, the lights...
lights on the end will flash as well, but I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see
it. The light from the inside.
Yeah, the light, it will...
When the alarm's not, if you
push the button, makes a noise, right?
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
You're right.
Awesome.
Well, the thing is, if it was having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would
light.
I thought Google was going to make a noise.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually find it difficult.
Totally.
It has to be,
Once that's written down on the page, that will be really simple.
Yeah, I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it so much easier.
Does it make more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel six.
That
six.
Kind of annoys me though when it's 0, 6 and you have to press enter.
No, we don't have to press 0.
You can just press 6, enter.
Oh, okay.
Or
then
12,
enter.
Oh, right, die.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Okay, so we'll say yes, it's that one?
Okay.
Question number 9. We'll minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury.
Yeah.
Which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the.
But if you're
your thumb might get a little.
Yeah,
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries that we don't know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for.
Yeah.
RSI, so.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
I don't know where
it is,
the wrong
thing
we get.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because it may come your left hand and use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did as much as we can with remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two do you think?
I'd say two.
Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have it as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stand out. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like the color is something that we
want. Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray, yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the upper.
Yeah, I think this is the factor that we've been least successful in.
Perhaps metallic or like that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of metal.
Yeah.
That is
my concern at all. So, do you think that's more of a three then? Three, four?
Well, I think one.
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so hopefully we can still put a four.
Okay.
And final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that brief in leisure.
But maybe more like two, because there's no like pictures of fruit, it's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Like
the
colors.
Kind of
names.
Yeah.
Now, are the plates interchangeable?
Yeah.
They are. So you could have banana and kiwi.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself to have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think one. Well, that was our brief.
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired from? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? Two for fashion?
I would say two.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average number 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
1.9 is 20.
Yeah.
I don't know
what this is. Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that
close
is pretty
easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good because the highest could have gone is 1.
Yeah, because we have four different points.
Okay.
I think it should be more around two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have an online calculator.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh,
wow.
That's a lot.
Right, now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. It's not. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now. Still okay.
Is that the project?
It's an Excel file of
production cost.
Yeah. Okay. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think. Great. It's blinking at me. It's locked for editing. I'm gonna open up the second one then. It's locked for editing. I have the original in my my email account.
Or is it locked because I'm in it?
I don't
think
know.
It just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No, I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, live screen. I guess looking at your own too and telling you which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense of €3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
Double. It's curved. It's double curved,
double
so it's curved all around. It's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, good thing plastic is free. Right.
What's a special color?
Yeah. I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color. We'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can.
Yeah.
We have push button interface, so that's inexpensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And
a
special material. Which puts us just barely under budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah! Pretty good, guys. So, our operating cost is €12.20. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So we've yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, I don't know, a different extension of the...
of the actual project rather than a product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about making
how
it to
we
work.
Actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. All right, so, do you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed.
Pushed for creativity.
We weren't really given a lot of time or
materials.
Yeah. To go about our design task. So
yeah.
I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Right. Okay, so it'd be like need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and the conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited by resources. Really.
We can
and, like,
okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that, so that did limit
creativity.
Right.
Just
mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Yeah. Much I do.
Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. Things we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget. I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helps along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oop, here's all Coke.
I think
teamwork made as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good teamwork. I think we were well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right, how are our memes? We needed more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah,
and more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make a
bigger
face, like, we wouldn't have been able to.
Okay.
satisfactory? Is that?
Yeah, the computer programs are good.
Yeah, it could be really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah,
like, the only thing was having to remember to, you know, to, okay, so
yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentation.
Yeah.
They'll probably still be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
Well, I think we've all learned stuff from each other, like the
discussion.
Yeah. About each different part, so got new ideas from each other.
I'm not sure if new ideas from. Yeah, well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like based on marketing stuff, and then you'd say something about interface. And
yeah.
And
we were able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different than with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah. did it come with the. I don't know if we counted that in the cost.
Okay. Well, with that achieved, our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yeah.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.